All right, great. Well, folks, thanks for joining us for our press briefing with regard to the pandemic and other issues. Today, of course, we want to just start by reminding people we have a pandemic in progress. So please continue to use all the tools we have given you to be able to slow the spread of the virus. That means keep that 6 foot of distance between you and other people when you're out in public, wear a mask when you go to the store, wash your hands often for 20 seconds at a time, and please, 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 if you have that cough, that fever, if you've lost your sense of taste and smell, stay home. Go get tested at testnebraska.com, but we don't want you spreading the virus, and you may have the virus if you have those symptoms. So please stay home. You can go get tested at testnebraska.com. Easy to sign up, easy to do. We've delivered over 680,000 test results back, so please take advantage of that. We got that turnaround in less than 24 hours. I think last week we had a turnaround in like 14 hours, so we're getting those test results back pretty quick. I went a week ago Sunday and got mine back in 7.5 hours, so it can be very, very quick. Also, avoid the three C's, you know, those close contacts, confined spaces, crowded places. That's also where the virus likes to spread, so you can slow down there. Obviously, we do have the vaccines are available, and I want to thank Creighton University for the mass vaccination site that they set up on Saturday. They set up on campus there at their indoor soccer field. It was open for 9 p.m. And they processed nearly 4,800 vaccines. It was 4,798. And it ran very, very smoothly. I want to thank the students, the faculty, the staff that volunteered. It was a completely volunteer program. It just went very, very smoothly. It was done wonderfully well. So I want to thank all the folks at Creighton University who helped make that happen. It really was a great, great day for us to get that many people vaccinated. And I think that was a record for Douglas County. So thank you all for that. One of the things that we have seen with this pandemic is obviously that a lot of people have been impacted. When last spring we took the restrictions we put in place, as we continue those throughout the summer, got tighter during the fall. So we had a lot of restrictions on things like bars and restaurants. Well, that then impacts the people who are working in those industries. And if you're a renter, that impacted your ability to pay the rent. If you're a landlord, it impacted your ability to get the rent. So last December, Congress passed one of the emergency packages to be able to help with that. And on January 5th, the Treasury Department announced their Emergency Rental Assistance Program. It was a $25 billion program to be able to help out folks, both tenants and landlords, who are being impacted by the pandemic. Nebraska received $200 million of that $25 billion. And we, when I say Nebraska, that means the state of Nebraska, but also local entities as well. So the state is responsible for distributing about $158 million of that $200 million. And then other entities, such as Douglas County, Lancaster County, the city of Lincoln, the city of Omaha, they are also going to have their own programs. Now, today what we're announcing is that we're standing up our program here at the state today. And so we've got Shannon Harner, who's the executive director of the Nebraska Investment Finance Authority, here to talk about the website, how people will be able to apply. She's going to have some slides to be able to show you on this. And now what I want to remind people, though, is this is the state's program. If you're in one of those localities, like, say, Lincoln or Omaha or Douglas County or Lancaster County, you're going to have to use that entity's program. We worked with NYFA to be able to set this program up. But if you're, so this will be for the state area, but if you're not, if you're in one of those areas that got that money that didn't come to the state, you'll have to go to those programs, and those programs are not set up at this time. So, but the website should be able to make that all very clear, right, Shannon?
Yes.
Okay, great. The website's going to make that very clear. So, Shannon, will you please come up? And Shannon's actually relatively new. She's been the executive director for about 5 months. So please tell us a little about this program.
Thank you, Governor. NYFA is the state of Nebraska's housing finance agency, and as such, it's appropriate that we work in partnership with the state to ensure the success of this program. It's our commitment to quickly communicate the availability and guidelines of this program to those who are most in need in order to keep Nebraska renters safely housed and Nebraska's landlords able to pay the mortgages on their rental units. The latest round of COVID relief funding provided our state, as the governor just mentioned, with $200 million of emergency rental assistance funding, of which $158 million will be administered and distributed by the state to persons in all counties other than Douglas and Lancaster, along with the cities of Omaha and Lincoln, which received separate funds. Applicants residing in these areas will have the ability to apply to those respective programs toward the beginning of March, with more information to be provided as it becomes available. The state's program provides assistance for both rent and eligible tenant-paid utilities, including electricity, gas, water, and garbage. This program is intended only for renters and not for homeowners, according to the federal guidance. The program can provide relief for past due rent as far back as April 1st of last year, and as well as future rent up to three-month periods at a time. But no one applicant or household can apply for more than 15 months total assistance or more than $20,000 of assistance. A tenant must be living in the property for which assistance is requested, so a landlord who's already evicted a tenant should not apply for this program. When approved, payment will be made directly to the landlord or to the utility providers on behalf of the tenant. It's important to note that unlike previous rounds of relief, either the landlord or the tenant can make an application in this case. In any case, both the landlord and the tenant will be required to verify information and provide relevant documentation. A landlord with multiple tenants or properties will be able to see all properties and tenants in their landlord portal. In the event a landlord does not choose to participate, the tenant may apply these funds to their rental obligation. Only tenants whose household income is verified at less than 80% of the area median income of their county will be eligible for assistance. It may be that a tenant is only recently reached that 80% average median income level, or it may be that they've always been at the average median level of 80% or lower. In addition to income limit eligibility, tenants should remember the three L's: lease, landlord, and loss of income. Approval requires a copy of the current lease with the applicant who is a party to that lease. It requires contact with the landlord for verification of current tenancy, amounts due, and other verification information. And it requires documentation of demonstrated loss of household income as a result of, either directly or indirectly, the COVID-19 pandemic. As the governor noted earlier, this program goes live today. At 11 o'clock this morning, either landlords or tenants will be able to begin an online application at the website www.coronavirus.nebraska.gov, which you see on the screen. The first view you will see is a pop-out with the COVID-19 relief information. After dismissing the pop-out, you will see the main page, which allows entry into the system either from the top navigation bar or the box that specifically talks about the ERA program. The program information has frequently asked questions, an application guide both for tenants and for landlords, they're separate, and other program eligibility information. Next, the entry page has a button to start your application process. Let's flip one more. Okay, so you'll see here on the side where you can have all of the information about the program, and one more slide. You'll see the button where you can apply for the application. Once you get into the next page, which we don't have a screenshot of, you will be able to apply as a landlord or as a tenant. They're two separate entrances into the system. We strongly encourage that you take the time to read the FAQs and the application guide so that you have all of the documentation gathered together when you make the application. You will be uploading the documentation that's required to verify your eligibility at the time you're going through the application. You can save a draft form if you don't have a document with you and come back to that later before you finally submit the documentation. NYFA's website and YouTube channels, NYFA.org, will have additional training materials and webinars about the program, as well as additional information when we have it about the other programs, the Omaha and Lincoln, Lancaster, and Douglas County programs when they are available. A call center is available starting today at 10:30. It will be available in general Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and at least this first weekend, we're gauging traffic, it will be open on Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The number for that call center is 833-500-8810. We appreciate your assistance in making both landlords and tenants aware of the Emergency Rental Assistance Program and how to apply. Are there any questions?
What good questions that for us?
Okay.
Great. Thank you very much, Shannon. 1-833-500-8810. Is that what was it? That was the number?
Yep.
That's a good number. That's an easier number to remember. So great job. All right. So again, folks, if you're a tenant or a landlord, you can apply. Can folks in Lancaster County, Douglas County, Omaha, Lincoln, you can apply directly to those entities. And as Shannon said, those will be up in March. But if you're not in those entities, you can apply to the state's website that she was talking about. And that starts at 11 a.m. today. All right. This is also FFA week. So it is not only FFA week here in Nebraska, but a national FFA week. FFA is a program that works with young people who are interested in agriculture. Now, here in Nebraska, agriculture is our state's number one industry. It's the heart and soul of what we do here in our state. People have been raising crops and livestock literally for centuries here in our state. And we want to make sure that young people know about all the great career opportunities. I mean, we have hundreds of multi-generational farm and ranch families here that are feeding our entire nation. And just like any other industry, you have to keep up on the innovations and the technology, and we have to continue to do that to increase productivity to feed a growing world. And that's the opportunity that FFA provides, is for young people to be able to get involved and be able to see what other careers available in agriculture. How do we continue to make sure we've got the leaders that are going to grow our state's number one industry? And what are the innovations that we're going to continue to focus on? It's those young people coming in that are the ones most likely to adopt the new technologies and new innovations and be able to keep pushing agriculture forward to be able to feed that growing world. And I can't think of a more noble mission than that. So it's very exciting to have FFA Week here in Nebraska. We've got a couple of speakers. First of all, I want to recognize Steve Wellman, who is our Department of Agriculture, the Director for Department of Agriculture. Steve's in the audience here today. Steve, thank you for joining us. Steve's actually not going to be speaking today. Steve, appreciate all the work the Department of Agriculture does to be able to help assist with FFA and promote it and everything like that. You do a great job in engaging young people in our state's number one industry here. And as, before I call up our speakers, I also want to remind people that, you know, this is not just about production agriculture either, right? There's a lot of different careers that we have available in agriculture that are related to, again, our state's number one industry here. If you think about becoming an agronomist or a soil scientist or a grain elevator operator or a forester, I mean, there's so many different fields that are available to be able to get involved with agriculture, whether you know you're a botanist or a veterinarian, just a loan officer for a bank for agricultural things. There's just so many different career fields you can pick when it comes to agriculture. And in fact, the estimates are that while we're generally going to need something like 57,000 folks every year for different jobs in agriculture, we're probably only going to be turning out about 35,000 out of our nation's universities. So there's lots of opportunities for young people who are interested in agriculture. So anyway, today we have one of those young people who's going to come up and talk here in just a minute, and that is Madison Strachey, who is the president for FFA for the state of Nebraska. She is from Stewart, and she's going to be talking a little bit about FFA Week and what the FFA is involved with. And then we also have Lance Atwater, who is a farmer by around Ayer in south central Nebraska, who is going to come up and talk about that as well, and he's also on the board of the Nebraska Farm Bureau. So we're going to start first, though, with Madison Strachey. Madison, you want to come up and share a little bit with us about FFA Week? Oh, wait, stop. Before you do that, sorry, I forgot. I almost forgot my part here. We got to actually officially proclaim it FFA Week here in Nebraska, so hold on just a second. Let me get this signed and make it all official. All right, now why don't you come on up and you can accept the proclamation and say a few words. How's that?
Awesome. Like this?
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Governor Ricketts, first off. I am Madison Strakey, and I am from the Stewart FFA chapter. I'm currently serving as the Nebraska FFA state president. And it's truly an honor to have this week declared FFA week here in Nebraska. FFA develops premier leadership, career success, and personal growth. Members learn about this and connect with agriculture industries in our state, our nation, and throughout the world. This week, we recognize and celebrate Nebraska FFA members and chapters. There are many local and virtual opportunities that are happening this week. Chapters can participate in community service activities, host ag safety and awareness events for their school or other students, and they can have trivia for their school. There's so much that individual chapters put on. FFA members across the state will be virtually joining the Nebraska FFA state officers to participate in workshops and live sessions that enhance their skills. With nearly 10,000 FFA members, 200 chapters, and 226 advisors or teachers, this school year, this will be a week filled with learning, growth, and celebration. Agriculture education provides classroom instruction in agriculture, food and natural resources, leadership-based activities, and competitions through FFA and supervised agriculture experiences, where students apply knowledge and skills that they learn from the classroom and put them in real work-based learning situations. Students put countless hours into each of these three components. FFA members develop skills for future careers, leadership positions, and involvement in their communities and the agriculture industry. Throughout my involvement in FFA, I participated in a variety of activities, including team events, where I learned to value of working cooperatively and collaboratively with others. My parliamentary procedure team in high school would practice hours each week in order to prepare for competitions. In my supervised agriculture experience, I was able to apply knowledge that I learned from the classroom and take it home with me to my family ranch and farm. FFA has given me the unique opportunity of continual growth that will help me throughout the rest of my life. Nebraska FFA is currently preparing for the 93rd Virtual Nebraska FFA State Convention that will be taking place April 7th, 8th, and 9th. There will be virtual competitions before and during that week and engaging activities for all members across Nebraska. We are excited to highlight the hard work and dedication of all FFA members and chapters. We are beyond grateful to have such strong support here in Nebraska for FFA. It is truly an organization that will have a forever impact. Agriculture will never disappear, so we will always have a great need for great leaders and advocates in the agriculture industry. So, therefore, our future depends on the FFA members of today. Again, thank you, Governor, for your recognition of Nebraska FFA Week. Thank you.
Oh, Madison, don't forget to take this with you. All right, great. Well, thank you very much, Madison. Very impressive. 10,000 students and 200 chapters. That's awesome. All right. Well, now let's go ahead and call up FFA board member Lance Atwater to come up and say a few words as well.
Good morning. My name is Lance Atwater, and I farm near Ayer, Nebraska. And I appreciate the opportunity today to be here with Governor Ricketts and others as we celebrate National FFA Week. My roots in FFA go way back, and I attribute where I am today as an individual as well as a leader because of my FFA experiences. Nebraska Farm Bureau has been a proud and continues to be a proud supporter of Nebraska FFA. Many of our current Farm Bureau members have gone through FFA, and that's where they got their first taste and experiences in developing their leadership skills. Nebraska Farm Bureau continues to work with FFA. We partner with the Nebraska FFA Foundation to make sure we're enhancing opportunities for students across the state of Nebraska. Again, my roots in FFA go back to being a former FFA member in Blue Hill. I'm a past state FFA officer, currently serve on the Nebraska FFA Foundation Board of Directors, and I am also have the privilege of serving as a youth at-large director on the Nebraska Farm Bureau Board of Directors. Again, if it wasn't for my past FFA experience, I don't know if I would have been able to do that. And again, Farm Bureau is so proud to be able to partner with the Nebraska FFA Foundation to support these students in growing their opportunities in agriculture, developing their leadership skills. So again, on behalf of Nebraska Farm Bureau and our members, I want to wish all FFA members a happy National FFA Week. And we are also excited to work with this next generation of agriculturalists as we move agriculture forward together. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lance. All right, so for the upcoming schedule, on Wednesday, I will be at the Hy-Vee in Lincoln at 10 a.m. Central Time to do a supermarket team member appreciation day, really thanking all of our workers in the grocery industry for being innovative and creative as we go through this pandemic, for working in ways to be able to slow the spread of the virus, and of course, remaining open to be able to continue to make sure we would have access to those groceries. So looking forward to being able to say thank you to all those folks at Hy-Vee on Wednesday. And then we will be back in here 10 a.m. on Friday Central Time to have another press briefing as we would as we ordinarily do. Okay, with that, we'll go ahead and get into questions and answers. So we got a couple of